Yeah, on these both these two, you know, supposed infrastructure bill. Again, the second one, is, the bigger one, is a complete and total transformation of this economy. It's so dangerous. But anyway, he reported on a poll. But listen to what he offers the solution, similar to what Nancy Pelosi said. Listen to John King, the supposed trusted name in news on CNN, on these two bills.
Only 25%, one in four, think if the Democrats pass this big bill, it's going to make my life better from day to day. Only 25% think that. A third say I'd be worse off. 43% say about the same. President has to do a better job selling how this would impact your life.
So the majority of people think that both bills are will not improve their lives. In fact, a large part, again, 25%, think it will make it worse. And he says the Biden administration has to do a better job of selling it. No, I think if people knew what was in the bill, those numbers against those bills would be higher. Yeah, everybody wants bridges, roads, and all, but that first $1.5 trillion monstrosity itself, less than half of it goes to infrastructure. I hate to get so detailed, but this is really important stuff. It's going to change this country if we allow these people to get these things through. And again, inflation is so bad, so dangerous. Last half hour, I played Joe Rogan calling out Sanjay Gupta. Why did your network lie about ivermectin and calling it horse dewormer? It's been prescribed for billions of humans. And it was a great moment. But also, just to illustrate once again the fake news, as if we have to, Katie Couric, she wrote a book, but she writes in the book, she actually admits this, she used to have a show on Yahoo.com, Yahoo Network, whatever the hell it is.
Yep.
And in it, she interviewed Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg weighed in on the national anthem kneeling, the protest, the NFL, all that stuff. And RBG actually said this during the Yahoo interview with Katie Couric. This is what she said. Anthem protests show a contempt for a government that has made it possible for their parents and grandparents to live a decent life, which they probably could not have lived in the places they came from. She said that, and guess what? Katie Couric edited it out from the interview. Edited it right the hell out.
Wow.
So we never heard about it. But now we know that she said it. She wrote it in her book.
Good for her.
And the Daily Mail writes this. She says, Couric writes in her memoir that she thought the justice, who was 83 at the time, was elderly and probably didn't fully understand the question.
Oh, shut up, Katie.
She was a member of the Supreme Court, you idiot.
Everybody hates Katie Couric.
A sitting member of the Supreme Court. But
the story came out today, too, that Colin Kaepernick, the face of that ridiculous, hateful movement, he is telling everybody that he still expects to be back in the NFL. He wants to get the Vince Lombardi trophy one day, and he's up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day training to get back to the league. You keep doing that, Colin. You ain't getting back in this league, and I'm happy about it.
If nothing else, I guess he thinks, well, it keeps me healthy and in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't getting that. There's no way he's coming.
No chance. That guy now he's like 7 years removed from the game as it is. And the last time I saw him play, I think he won one game for the Niners one season. So
and you just talk about a radioactive individual.
Please.
And thank God for it, because there is some sanity maybe in this country.
Maybe. 1-800-848-WWE.
By the way, John Gruden will be coaching the Patriots before this guy gets back in the league.
And maybe Gruden will be the coach and Connell will be the quarterback.